Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Another thing I want to talk about with depictions in the media, people of color. Now, something Rafer and I talk about on the podcast, we field questions about this. People of color are either in supporting roles frequently in the movies, completely invisible in the movies. We don't see the roles for people of color that in 2014 one would hope that we'd have, considering the demographics of the U.S. at this point and so on. And I've noticed a lot of your films, Will, do have predominantly casts with people of color. Do you think that's the best solution at this point?
Well, you know what? And you'll get three different perspectives because we all come at it from a different position within the industry. In my position, I take it as a very serious responsibility to put those positive images out there of people of color. And the reality is that America is changing. There is an economic reality to the ethnic diversity of America. OK, so by that, I mean that if you're a content producer and you're not making movies that showcase the real America where people can relate and see themselves, then your content is not going to be as profitable. So I think the days of just having all just white movies are changing. Also, though, the days of having just all black cast will also change. I think we're getting to a point where you will have diverse movies with diverse content that aren't necessarily ethnically or culturally specific, which is another thing in my movies that I'm proud of. I think that if you go, you see things like A Man 2, that could be any cast of any color.
It's not a black movie.
It's really not.
I hate that we do that as people. We put so much power in these words. When you say black movie, it makes people that are non-black say, oh, that's not a movie for me. But when you talk about a white movie, you don't say, oh, I'm going to go see a white movie this weekend, or I'm going to go see a black movie. No, I see the trailer and I'm moved and I either want to go spend my money on it or I don't.
Right.
Doesn't matter about the people, because when you talk about human emotions, everybody, you know, that's colorless. You know love, you know hate, you know hurt, you know pain, happiness, joy. We all know that as humans. We know that. So why do we put a color on it?
Right.
Just because the character just happens to be black. So is black pain different than white pain or Asian pain or Latin pain? Like, I don't. It's stupid. The words, we got to stop with the word game.
Michael, do you have any thoughts?
I agree. I think unfortunately it's just now starting to happen. That's what's kind of bad about it. It's like, it's just now starting to happen. We're just now starting to see movies with a predominantly black cast that is being seen by everybody. Because a lot of the movies, there was somewhat of a black film renaissance in the 90s, and those movies completely flew under the radar, and a lot of people didn't see them. And, you know, and so now, because of the success, I think, of like Think Like a Man, we're kind of starting this transition into films where people of color, white people, they can all be in a movie and people just go see it. Because, honestly, I want to see that. You know what I mean? And like you said, like Taraji said, there's no label to it. It's just, we're at the very beginning of that. And I guarantee in about 10 years, we won't be, you know, everybody will just be going to see a movie because it's a movie.
That's right.
It's even starting to happen in animation. Have you noticed that? They start to have a little more color in the animation.
It's about
movie.
Time.
They're extras right now, yeah. But, you know, they're moving up.